Welcome to McKee Radio at 3:50 a.m. I'm your host, Alexi, with today's news story. A 9-year-old boy face-to-face with a 300-kilogram pig. August 17, 2016, at Center Island, a 300-kilogram pig was in its pig pen. For the first time, a 9-year-old boy was at Center Island Farm, Far Enough Farm, with his family. His mom, Anna, started laughing, which scared Alexi, the 9-year-old boy. Then Anna explained it was only a big pig. It says on the sign that the pig's name is Charlotte, and she is a land race pig. But of course, land race pigs will never win a race unless it is a sleeping competition. Charlotte was snoring away. The next time Alexi came to Far Enough Farm, the farmer came to feed her and water the plants. Then he said that she is 300 kilograms and 15 years old. There was another land race pig, a male pig, but he died a while back ago. He lived for 6 years. Charlotte uses her big ears as cups and her dish as a pillow. The next time Alexi came to Center Island, the winter season has begun, so the ferry only went to Ward's Island and not Center Island Dock. As Alexi and his mom were walking to Center Island, they got cut off to a small island and they went around that island. It took them close to half an hour. When they finally arrived at Center Island, the island was closed and it was not so fun to see the island. There was lots of construction and maintenance. It wasn't dark, there were barely any lights. Usually it's full of lights and happy cheers. At Center Island Farm, there was barely anything except a pony, the horses, a cow, and a couple of medium-sized pigs. But Charlotte wasn't in the pig pen. Alexi read on the internet that pigs stay in the pig pens, but Charlotte was not in the pen. The farmer invited Alexi and his mom into the barn, and there was a rooster, a bunny, a parrot, and 3 cats. As they entered the barn, the barn walls shook. It sounded like a big sneeze, but they didn't see Charlotte. The farmers said, "We're keeping Charlotte in a room right through the door in the back of the barn for now, because her legs hurt, possibly because of the cold." I have another report planned for the next time when I visit Far Enough Farm. This has been the McKee Radio News Report.